Welcome to Whales Off the Map, a podcast about saving whales.
Have you ever seen a whale before?
Well, guess what? If you have seen a whale before, then you're a lucky person. Did you know that there was a decrease in whale sightings in Hawaii?
Because of climate change or global warming, whales' migration patterns have changed. Some have stayed in the same spot, some have moved, but not far.
They've only traveled half the distance. They think the spot they're in is warm enough that they think that they reached their destination.
The whale's food supply or krill is also shortened due to climate change.
And their urge to eat will be decreased due to the warmth of the water. This makes them lose hundreds of pounds. Whales eat to build body fat or blubber to keep them warm because they're warm-blooded.
When the calves are about a year of age, they'll start to eat their own food. They will eat small fish called krill, very small life forms found in bodies of water. And with a shortened food supply, they can barely make it to adulthood.
Whales will also mature late. They won't have offspring until 7 to 10 years old. And females will only have one calf every 2 to 4 years. And will less likely to mate if there isn't adequate food supply.
The current effects of human nature has been devastating to the habitats all around us. Currently, global warming has rose over 1.5 degrees Celsius than normal because of our recent activity of the Industrial Revolution. How bad can this possibly be?
Humpback's traditional migration each autumn from Alaska to Hawaii, where they mate and give birth during the winter. In the spring, they head to Alaska, where they feed during the summer months. As the oceans in Alaska have warmed over the past few years, scientists have noticed fewer whales in Hawaii.
And as time progresses, the whales are going to have to adapt to the ever-changing events in the ocean.
As the population of krill drops because of the change in the water temperature, the whales have a harder time to find food.
To prevent climate change from affecting whales, we need to do a few things. Use less plastic bags and bottles. Pick up trash, even if it's not yours. Help clean beaches so trash can't go into open water. Recycle all your cans, bottles, and glasses. Drive a fuel-efficient vehicle. Buy rechargeable batteries. Use solar energy and reduce waste. Volunteer as a marine biologist. They need all the help they can get. And most importantly, spread awareness. If you help spread awareness, you can help the world. And all the animals too. Spread it on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. To learn more, look up Hawaii Institute of Marine Biology. Or call 808-236-7401. They're available on Monday and Friday, except for state holidays. Again, call 808-236-7401. They're available on Monday to Friday, except for state holidays. Remember, you can be a hero and save the world. Stay safe, live with aloha, and save the world.